Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right Scotty's Morning Show with Matt Man.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work and they got four or five kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. That's hard times, baby.
Paige. I love running, mainly out of patience.
And Fat Boy.
Call me crazy, but I thought when you step on a scale, it's not supposed to bleed.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
93.3.
The planet rocks!
Are you ready to hang on?
Well, she's putting on lipstick right now, like totally in character. She does that thing that women do where it's like they're trying to... I'm not trying to talk with my mouth at all, but I'm just rubbing my lips together. No one's in my mouth.
What are they calling that? Blotting?
Modern.
Smacking. Lips smacking.
Okay, Paige.
Okay, Matt.
Don't get too excited.
Don't get too excited. This is just about
nervous,
you.
Nervous, not excited.
Don't be nervous because we're asking you to not put on any fronts. We want you to be...
I'll be trifling.
The Charlotte Paige we know and love.
Okay.
I don't need any kind of explanation. I just need... I think I'm going to burp or sneeze. Hey. I don't know what that was. Not in any particular order of all time, and famous only. Don't say Tim Drinkwater. Yeah, five.
Don't say Ron Reese.
All time famous men that you would like to bed. Let's go right now off the top of your head.
Chris Cornell.
What did I say?
I knew it.
That was my first one. Okay.
Glad we didn't bet on that one.
Yeah.
There's one.
Yeah. Don't think too hard. This is just about you. It's not about what People magazine says. Or
I can't think.
You don't have to pick one from every denomination.
And this is not at the same time.
No.
Separate occasions.
Aquaman.
Okay.
Okay.
He's handsome. Although, scratch them, because a friend of mine has a boyfriend that looks like him.
Here we go again.
There's girl code for that?
Yeah.
All right, so we got to take Jason Mimosa off.
It used to be Matthew McConaughey. Yeah, still kind of.
Okay. Still?
Yeah.
I thought I was the only Matthew.
Three more.
Okay. Three more. Yeah. Mark Tamani.
Okay. Big Creed fan. I love Creed.
She's had, like, not that she, like, got down with him or anything, but she's had close situations with him. Keeps not in a sexual way, but just...
Keeps in good shape.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy.
He can sing, he can play guitar. I find him very
kind. Went to Clemson for a little bit, so I like him.
Yeah, he's really nice.
Dabo dismissed him from the team or something.
Kicked him
God,
out.
God, I need an athlete somewhere. Who would I do?
No, you don't. You just think.
Like the top five that come to your head. You only got two more.
God, I don't even... I'm,
don't think about what others say. What do you think?
And I thought she'd say McConaughey. She said him.
Yeah. There's one more I'm surprised she hasn't said yet, but I'm not...
That was her go-to for years, McConaughey.
Uh-huh.
I still like him. He's charming and kind of silly.
Look good at Wimbledon. Nice dress.
I guess you put Brad Pitt back on there.
Look at that. I would love to be a
classic answer.
I guess I would have sex with Brad Pitt.
He looks good in F1, actually.
It's a good movie. It really is.
And number five for your all time.
All time.
Because you one on here is
Remember, they all don't have to be white, you racist. Remember that, too.
That's true.
Yeah. Lenny Kravitz, four honks of course. On. Why not Lenny Kravitz? He's sexy.
Well, you know, she said that before. I've heard her say that before.
Okay. All right, so Paige said, Lenny Kravitz. Mm-hmm. We'll go from Brad Pitt, I guess. Mark Tremonti of Creed slash...
Tremonti.
And
Matthew McConaughey, and then Chris Cornell, who I said would be your number one draft pick.
Well, he's always going to be the number one.
Okay, so Fatboy and I were discussing this, and
rest in peace.
Knowing that that would be, I was like, I can't think sexually about a dead person. I can't.
No, you can't.
There was that, and I hate to even say this, but there was the porn star that I was like, oh, she's very pretty, and I'm really, like, I like her body, and I guess if I had an account somewhere, I'd add her favorites or whatever. But then she took her life, and I was like, cannot ever watch your movie again. August Ames, rest in peace.
That's just always going to be the thought.
Yep, always.
God, I don't ever think of it that way.
Well, see, that maybe it's the difference between men and women. The reason it even came up is I didn't know Harper's Bazaar was still a magazine.
Oh, Lord.
I had...
Somebody I could have told you it was.
Well, I had an aunt or a cousin, a second cousin, whatever, that would bring old issues of that to my grandma, and she would read them, thus I'd get, like, thirds on it. I was just trying to make a vision board.
Ah, you got dirty thirds.
And so anyway, to let you know they're still around, Harper's Bazaar, ask their readers. Again, I don't know who that is. They asked them who are the hottest men of all time. And I will tell you that 89% of their subscribers or whatever are women.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you can ask gay men this stuff too, but... This is freaky to me. I just want to go through their top five, and I want to get you to say, and don't think about it. Don't put it through any kind of politically correct filter or what your dad would think of you.
Don't think about that.
Just say, yeah, I feel like I could be pleasured by these men. Yeah. You ready? They're number five. They did go around and check boxes. I mean, they really did. Number five. You know him from Calvin Klein ads and music you can't understand. It's Bad Bunny.
Oh, he's in Calvin Klein?
As a heterosexual man, like he just looks like...
He looks mean.
He looks goofy. I mean, I'm not hating on him, and I get glad he's made the success. He's also Puerto Rican. A lot of people label him as Mexican.
Real talented. I love the guy. But you said Calvin Klein. I thought you were going to say Wahlberg or Billy Baldwin.
Oh.
Oh, man, and I forgot Keanu Reeves.
Keanu.
Oh, can't go back now. I can't change it.
Oh, can I?
Can a whoop-up.
Can't drop winning for Keanu. You got to have diversity.
Here we go, some more checking of boxes. I don't know. You maybe know him from The Mandalorian. But it's Pedro Pascal. You familiar? He hosted Saturday Night Live. And,
he's great. I feel like she would know him if she saw him.
Yeah. He's a
great actor.
Can I look him up?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, like, if you don't know who it is, I have to do that on celebrity birthdays sometimes. But then we'll get that instant yeah or no.
Yeah.
Oh, not really.
Okay.
Be gay rights activist, popular with the gay crowd.
I'm not into the stash.
But not, though, right?
No, he's not.
He's not, but he's an ally.
He's okay. Yeah. I mean, he's handsome, but he's not my
type. That's it.
No. Number three, sexiest men of all time. They're number three major list, Paige.
Was it Tremonti?
And it was only when Fatboy reminded you had only white people on there. Did you say Lenny Kravitz?
Hey, yeah. Look at Lenny. Man.
Lenny Kravitz, number three of all time.
Lenny's looked the same for years.
I like him is because he's smart. I think it's this intelligence that I like people.
He's probably, early 60s? Looks,
I mean,
30s easily.
He's still got the washboard abs,
but
man.
He's sexy.
He's got, like, I love, he probably had a stylist or whatever do it, but, like, I love his, I get Architectural Digest. Shut up. And the way that dude's home is decorated, like, he's just
we have
got
the same
style,
kind of,
man.
We have the same kind of taste in furniture, though. I
okay,
like that.
So this is where it gets
Wicker.
Funky, and I wish we had more time. Can we eat into headlines or no?
I mean, you could if you want to. Do you want to, though?
Well, okay, I'll just say it and see if it goes anywhere. Their top two are dead people. And like you had Chris Cornell in there. Fatboy and I are having the conversation off the air. I'm like, I don't think of Marilyn Monroe as sexy or I could ever fantasize.
She
because she's
beautiful.
Dead.
Yeah,
I can't think that. Like that. They're number two, Tupac.
Yeah, he was handsome.
Oh, me.
Do you really, though? Honestly?
I don't find him.
Like, let's say, who's the hottest black guy of all time, if we want to go that route? Is it still Billy Dee Williams for you, Paige?
Yeah, he is good looking.
I thought you could say Shamar Moore.
That was my mom.
Shamar. Oh, yeah. My mom liked him, too.
Oh, baby.
Shamar.
I like young and restless.
I'm not a TV person, so.
But Tupac, you know, you got to see him live. But then they're number one, almost like the male equivalent of Marilyn Monroe, James Dean.
The porn star?
I didn't find
No, the
I
mean,
that,
that not
was
Paula's
more like
son.
My mom. Like,
James, even, yeah, but James Dean? Like, women...
He was class, but he was young.
He was handsome, you know, but not my type. But, see, if I was weird, I'd put Elvis Presley, because that was my mom's
See,
favorite.
I think that's... I
he
can't,
is better looking than James Dean, in my opinion.
That's a good pick.
I can think of, I think she's dead now, but, like, Bridget Bardot, up until when she died,
beautiful.
She was gorgeous, and probably in her 80s or something. I was like,
isn't
still.
Isn't she still alive, Bridget Bardot?
But their top two were two dead stars that were in their 20s when they passed away.
Right. So does that go back to the whole murder kind of thing? Because remember the engine in James Dean's car that wrecked, they took it out, put it in another car, and it malfunctioned and killed that driver.
But see, my thing, with my obsession with, is that fair to say, though, with Chris Cornell is because I met him back in the day.
So you're
when
a stalker.
No.
Yeah, it puts a little more personability to it.
You know, when he was wearing the Doc Martens and flannel shirts with no shirt.
Yeah.
And just
don't say belts.
Plus, he
hot as you know what.
He kind of encompassed a whole time in music.
Yes.
Like, embodied.
I just think
it.
It's, I don't know. It's, again, just, all of this is just personal preference.
A very, very nice guy.
But if you said, hey, somebody you'd have sex with, I said, man, you know, that Betsy Ross, God bless you, was hot.
I thought that's where it was going to turn. Which one would you go gay for? And I would have to think about it for a second.
Off that list?
Yep. You pick right now. Don't think about it.
Have to? Like, they're going to kill me if I don't?
You got to.
Lenny Kravitz?
Really?
He would probably force you to because he's sexy.
I'd be afraid of what he's working with.
I was a big fan
with.
Of his mom.
Yeah, he's beautiful.
His house is very decorative, like I said. That makes me sound like I would accept it.
I don't know if you can handle what he's working
with. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Working with.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Would we have time to do that, or should I just come back totally to that?
You know what? You can read it and come back if you want. Okay. You definitely have time to read it.
Okay, because it's a nice thing that a friend of a friend did, and I already gave it away. So if you want to know who that friend was, you have to go back and listen to the beginning of the show. This That's email says, therapist weighs in on the AI affair on the Rise Guys. So yesterday, All Advice Show, woman found out that her husband, in her words, was cheating on her with an AI. I don't even know what you call it, an AI.
She called it a sex bot.
But it's not its own. It's on Snapchat.
Yeah.
And the thing was called Minx, and it was a lady that will talk provocative to you for whatever. So, okay. So she wrote this to me, but this is for everyone in the room. We
have your permission?
Yes, you have my permission for me to read this. Hey, Matthew. Yes, I heard this segment this morning about the woman whose husband was messaging with the AI chatbot. Yes, as you know, I am a licensed therapist who's worked with couples, and why I would rather stay anonymous, I do want to weigh in on this. Here's the short version. Jesus Christ, I said short version. She looks to be a tall lady, in fact. Yes, wow. What her husband did is, and this is in bold, absolutely a form of cheating. Just because the other person isn't real didn't mean it didn't cross the line. In fact, AI like this is actually creating a space where someone can say or do anything these days without consequences. But the betrayal of their partner feels very real. What makes it cheating isn't the physical part, it's the secrecy, the emotional intimacy, and the sexual energy that apparently he put into it. He confided in this chatbot, talking about his wife, got comfort and attention from something that wasn't his wife. That's not harmless. That's emotional infidelity. A lot of people think if there's no physical contact, or eating's not cheating. No, I added that part. A lot of people think there's no physical contact, it doesn't count. But if you're hiding it, fantasizing, and choosing a fake relationship over the real one in your home, it counts. To the lady who called, you are not crazy and you're not overreacting. That betrayal of trust is real. The question now is whether he's willing to be honest and repair it. Thanks for talking about stuff like this. These AI relationships, air quotes, are going to become more and more common, and people need to start asking themselves where their real lines are. I've talked all my life, and professionally now for 20 plus years.
Stuart is dusty.
I've listened for many years, and y'all are better than ever. Sincerely, if you put a real name, but I won't say it, AKA a concerned therapist listener.
When you start doing it, you just gotta
slang.
Yeah. It just sticks that way, baby.
What if the minx is just a tool to get him there? What if he takes that pent up energy and, you know, just uses it with his wife? She's still gonna have an issue?
That's a fair question.
Yeah.
She might have a bigger issue, actually.
The way I thought about this, if my husband caught me playing with myself and doing a bot.
Oh, this is getting good, baby.
Listen, he would say, it wouldn't go well. And then he would say, I bet you're looking for a man that looks like the bot.
Now, could you say that again as Dusty Rhodes, please? Continue.
No.
It was sitting there playing with a self.
They were playing with
a self. And her husband
myself.
Was there as a ghost. And he said, I don't know if I can see in her brain and see if she's thinking about me, baby.
Well, hypothetically, if my husband was still alive and he caught me doing that, he would probably say every day.
That would be a super turn on to me.
I bet you're out there looking for the bot in a man, that you're searching it.
What are you doing?
Probably think that I wanted to cheat on him.
Yeah. Are you cheating on me?
So
he was there. Are you cheating on me, baby?
The one thing,
and then after sex, he would say, "I bet you were thinking about that damn bot, weren't you?" And it would never end because he would constantly bitch about it the whole day. And
if you missed the beginning of the show, I will say it again, just so I realize not everybody can listen to all 4 hours.
They should, but you know, they say they can't.
I asked my therapist what she thought about that call. She can't, for her own personal preference, listen to the show because she said it changes the way she thinks about me. Not, you know, in a professional
which
way.
Which I think is BS, but it don't matter.
I don't. I get it. She knows that this is me, but it's amped up more. I ain't acting like this all day long. You know, it's a little amped up thing. So she had a friend within, she does couple therapy, which is awesome, who listens to the show, legitimately listen to it and give her thoughts on it. So prior to technology, let's say this was the same situation in the 1970s, Paige. You're in there cleaning out Christopher's closet, mm-hmm. and you find a Playboy magazine. Yeah. And there's even a bookmark, maybe, on one particular centerfold or something. Is he cheating on you?
No.
By this definition from this therapist, he is.
Well, I did find a bunch of porn that was hidden in his... Chris liked watching a lot of old horror films and a lot of films like comedy, Adam Sandler movies. So
not porn.
No, but I did find some very, very alarming and strange porn in his porn stash that I found in his movies.
He had a mustache?
No, I gave it to my brother when I was giving away the things. I would just put the porn.
Wow.
I would just slip it on there.
It's better than you just, most women would have thrown it away, I feel like.
I did it as a joke.
No offense to women.
I'm kind of weird because he's like, I'm just kind of concerned about you.
How does your brother talk? Do an impression. We'll go around the room. Sibling impressions. I'm kidding.
Just want to know what's wrong with you.
Oh, so that's where you're getting the hung voice from. It's from your brother.
All right. Hey, this is Art. Just want to know what's wrong with you. Why would you give me a porn?
Paige, why'd you give me all this?
Why would you give me a porn that has a woman using a speculum? I'm really concerned about you.
See, I wouldn't have known what to call that tool.
God, if I got porn from my big teed sister, I'd be like, this is kind of odd.
He
and
said, where did you get that from? And I had to explain to him. I said, I found that in Chris's stuff.
You should have said, Mom left it to me, Will.
Because he went, well.
Oh, my God. Wow.
She said, you get all the porn, I get all the bonds and all the wriggling money.
And then the other stuff was like girl on girl. And, you know, yeah, I can understand why guys would want. I don't know.
Either. And it's all preference,
I guess. Then me being a good person, I was thinking, well, maybe.
It's got to be a bunch of dudes.
You're like.
Me being a good person.
I was thinking
maybe
that was something that I was given to him when we got married, you know, because I got all those things at my bachelorette party. Maybe guys gave that to him at the bachelor thing. So
I've been to a bunch of bachelor parties. I never bring porn to give. I assume that we're going to watch it there, or I'm going to watch it live, perhaps.
You're going to watch it together.
I don't know.
This is the difference here is the person's got to be real. If the person's not real, then you get a pass.
I'm big on psychology. It doesn't sound like it, but I really am. Like I try to find out. Like the guy who called yesterday, I'm like, hey, did your mom cheat on your dad? Maybe that's why you hate your mom. It's kind of weird things like
that's
that.
That's a valid question.
But if you're so not attracted to your mate,
but listen,
and you need that.
She says a lot. This is from a real therapist. A lot of people think there's no physical contact. It doesn't count. But if you're hiding it, like a magazine, fantasizing or choosing a fake relationship like the AI over the real one in your home, it counts as cheating.
Okay. See, I want to talk to him because I want to know the reason why he hid it. Like, was he embarrassed?
Biblically, what, porn?
Like, why did he hide it from her? He was either embarrassed or it was, like, exciting for him.
But see, when you hear things like that, I'm like, why get married? What's the point?
Well, I've asked that before all of mine. But
because I personally will probably never, ever get married again.
Yeah.
Because
I told me and Paige, we cut ourselves yesterday and shook hands.
Oh, bloodborne pathogens.
That
look out.
If when we both turn 40, if we're not married, we will marry each other.
There you go.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
No, it's a deal.
It's rare that radio husband and wives work out.
We are going to be the ones, and then you will be. It's going to be called the Paige and Matt Show with Third Wheel Fat Boy.
God, I'm going to be the Rayford of this whole bunch, of this marriage.
Boy.
No. God. We're not going to go hard on racism. All right.
I'm sorry.
Rest in peace.
I don't mean to be negative.
To all people.
I really don't.
Dead. No, you're not negative. I mean, you're not.
So is she going to, you know, well, we said we'd get an update. I just don't know if she's going to confront him. Is he going to stop?
If you found your wife doing that, would you confront your wife or you just let it go and go, I know she's thinking about the bot? Why don't you go in your room and go be with your bot if you don't want to be with me?
Well, it's like we said yesterday.
I'm not into bot sex.
Yeah.
You don't know who or what the other person is thinking about. You just don't when it's going on.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
She's already got a plane ticket and she's going to be flying there and he will ride his bike there alone. So,
she's definitely going to beat him, and he's going to get mad pretty quick, I would imagine.
Yeah, probably right. And let's go ahead and bring it back. Rebecca, you know I have to legally ask you this. Are you, A, sure you want to do this? And also, to remind you and those listening, you gave us your husband's number, and you're not doing this for tickets or gifts or anything like that. Agree?
I am. Yep.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
Very so, good. But I don't say anything about the radio, right? Like with us being on the radio when I call him, right?
Like after you tell him everything, we'll jump on and probably, you know, probably someone, maybe Paige, will say something off color and it will make matters worse. And then, you know, this is all on the radio and all that stuff. But Fat Boy, if you would please call Rebecca's husband. As soon as it starts dialing, I'll say his name so it is not exposed, the call. But you'll see why. I don't know too many people with this first name as a first name. I know people with this as a last name. Also remember a volleyball in a movie named Wilson.
Hello.
Morning, honey. You're on the radio right now. Please don't hang up. Please don't cuss.
What now?
Damn it, Rebecca. Why did you have to go and do that? We just said don't say you're on the radio.
We got record time on that one.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got nervous.
Wait, Becca. Who the hell is that talking?
Wilson, good morning. This is Matt Mann, Fat Boy Page, the Rise Guys Morning Show. This is Truth and Consequences. We're live on the radio, and it's a segment we let listeners like your wife call friends, family, like you, to either confess something or holler at them real good, and you know, for doing something real bad to them. So this is all live.
Yeah, I know, y'all. Listen, Jesus, Rebecca, what?
She wanted
the hell is going on?
She wanted to talk to you about... first off, thank you've heard of us. That's cool. I mean, it is. Yeah. You don't like us now, probably, but like, she wanted to talk to you about Denver.
Yeah, you better buckle up, man. That's all I got to say.
Oh, Becca, come on. Are we really going to do this in front of the whole damn town?
Yes, we are. All over the South. They're on several stations, but yeah, we are, because I've said it at home and you never listen. This time, you will.
What are you talking about?
I'm not driving behind your motorcycle to Denver. I'm flying, and I already booked it.
You did what now?
You can ride your Harley. I'll meet you there. I've followed you for years. I've had enough. I want a vacation where I don't have to drive 10 hours a day and show up sunburned and exhausted.
Baby, listen, I told you we could mail the luggage, ride together just once.
I don't want to ride that bike, Wilson. Okay, you know that. I have told you that from day one. But you keep planning these trips like it's about you and your bike. This one, I'm not doing it. I'm flying to Denver. You can ride or not. It's your call.
Wait. You're serious right now. You bought a flipping plane ticket already? You weren't even going to tell me about this?
I was going to tell you once I knew it was locked in. I don't want to deal with your dramatic reaction until it was done.
No, that's not how a marriage works, Becca. You just don't go behind my back and make a decision like that. That's not being a friend, and that's not being a good wife.
Excuse me?
I mean it. I don't even know if I can trust you right now. You embarrassed me on the radio, and you're making me look like some kind of controlling jerk just because I wanted to share a trip with my wife?
Wilson, I didn't embarrass you. You're doing that all on your own. You care way too much what everybody thinks.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, when you get done being a glory hound, maybe you can call me back.
Oh, he hung up. Yeah, he's gone.
He's pissed off for sure.
Oh, damn, Wilson.
He has an interesting accent. He sounds like he lived in the heat of the night, that city. He's
Sparta, Mississippi.
Yeah, he is very, very Rebecca. I mean, he's real mad, huh? He's pissed.
Yeah, he's just mad. He'll cool off. He always worries way, way too much what everyone thinks.
He gaffes too much. That's the problem.
He what?
Gaffes? Like, you see them things, Dilligaff, like, gives a F, like what people think.
He's number one.
Oh, he probably thinks all of Western North Carolina is going to laugh at him just because I don't want to ride 1,300 miles on his lawn chair with handlebars.
1,400 miles. If you're in the city, I think you are. But yeah, but plus, like, people all over South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, parts of Arizona.
She kind of sounded like Chief Gillespie. I'm not riding the motorcycle.
Like, there was one thing he said where he just went, now, come on now. Like, it just, I don't know, man.
Is it when he said, you're not being a good wife or a good friend?
So, Rebecca,
Wilson,
good luck with that. Send us photos.
Yeah.
From the big roadie. And
I don't see why they can't just take the Jeep and tow the bike and then have the bike to drive around while you're on vacation.
Well, that's an interesting thought as well.
Then you have the best of both worlds, and she's feel safe, and he's got his bike.
Yeah, like, is that what happens when you guys go somewhere? Like, just, you're in the car still, and he's on the bike?
Like, when you, like, go to dinner, does he ride the bike, and you have to drive behind him in the Jeep then, too? Or because you never ride the bike at all, right, Rebecca?
I mean, occasionally I will, but I have to be careful about it because it's give him an inch, he's going to take a mile. Oh. So I limit it now. And we have talked about doing that, but he just wants to ride the motorcycle. Everything gets centered around him riding that bike.
Yeah. Well, he might not give you any inches after what you did today. So.
He doesn't trust you as a friend or a wife. All right. Rebecca, thank you very much and good luck with that, okay?
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, have a good morning.
All right, big time, Bex.
If that's the least of their problems.
Do you, of course, I say this when she's gone, do you think she really has bought a ticket? I don't. I think that's kind of that was her move to say.
I don't know, man. She sounded frustrated enough to, she really wasn't going to get on that bike.
I mean, I get it, why people would be afraid of ride down the back of a motorcycle that far.
That would suck.
It really would.
Even if you're like a biker.
Uh-huh.
And like, the woman, first off, I gotta imagine, because the woman on the bike, she's gotta split them legs real far open because she's sitting behind the guy.
And
so
you know,
when she gets off, it's gonna look like she's been riding the horse for 2 days.
Well, the reason why I think you should tow it, because you never know what the weather's gonna be like, and it would suck to be riding all day long in the rain.
Well, it's just hot now. You got hot wind on your face.
Hot.
No air conditioning.
Yeah, and they say you're a bitch if you have a windshield on your bike. So, like, you're going to be eating bugs and stuff all the way from here to Colorado. God, what an awful. Even if you love riding a bike, that has to, like, just make your butt hurt. The thought of it.
Yeah.
Plus, you know he's going to pull over and, like, I got to take a picture off of. Get some gas.
When you get out, even if you don't have ape hangers, you just got regular. You're going to be walking around like you're a bodybuilder all the time because your arms are, like, in that same position.
Uneasy rider.
So do you think Road Wild, like Sting, you know, and all those guys rode their Harleys all the way to Sturgis?
Absolutely not.
They had to fly in somewhere, right?
I mean, somebody rode them there. I mean,
there are people that are committed to it, but I just don't think it's a good idea. If she's not happy, it just seems like she's terrified. And would be an anxiety attack all day long if I was afraid of riding on the back of a motorcycle. And
see, these are this is the problem, though. Here's a text. He should know, and this is probably a guy texting, he should know by now, if mom ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. That's an awful, you know, that's the way my childhood was. And it was like, it should be, we just want everybody to be happy.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be like, if mama's not happy, nobody's happy.
I don't like people where you have to walk around on eggshells and you're afraid to say or do anything because they're going to be a blanks, you know.
It's like, that should not dominate every decision, right? Like, is mom going to get pissed?
Yeah, you know, no, it shouldn't be like, or is daddy going to get pissed either? But that's annoying. It's like you're calling the woman a bitch.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.